Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are taking a look at the parables of Jesus. Yesterday we talked about the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. This parable speaks of prayer, and it contrasted two types of prayer, one that was filled with self-righteousness and no hint whatsoever of humility, and the other prayer, the prayer of the tax collector, that was repentant and filled with humility. Humility is an important component of prayer. We must have a humble attitude about ourselves and towards God when we approach the Lord in prayer. Today we will take a look at another aspect of prayer that we find in this parable of the friend at midnight. And in this parable, we will observe a picture of intercessory prayer. Starting in Luke chapter 11, verse 5, we read the parable this way. And he said to them, "Which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within and say, 'Do not trouble me. The door is now shut, my children are with me in bed, and I cannot rise and give to you.' I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs." This parable is an interesting picture for us. Here we have a man who stood at the door of a friend's house at the midnight hour. He was exhausted from traveling, and he was undoubtedly in great need of food and of rest. And he was not a stranger, we know, because the scripture tells us that a friend came to him from his journey. And if you think about the setting, travel in biblical times along roads was dangerous, both from wild animals as well as from robbers. The roads, rough as they were certainly not illuminated, and the darkness would be oppressive, and trying to travel at night would be very, very difficult. But this friend pressed on, thinking about the fact that soon he would draw near to the house of one that he called a friend. And when he arrived, the friend had nothing that he could set before him. And hospitality in the Middle East, especially in biblical times, was of an utmost importance. It would be shameful to a person in the Middle East to not set food before a traveler or one that has been taken into the home and given hospitality. It was unthinkable for this man not to be able to set food before him. But as you can imagine, most food was prepared fresh at that time. They did not have refrigeration and ways of storing food as we have today. And so having extra food around would be unusual in the middle of the night. So because of his lack, this friend who took in this man from his journey was compelled to go to a third friend and beg him persistently to please help him, to give to him what he needed. He asked him for several loaves of bread so he would have something to generously set before the traveler. But when he reached his friend's home, the friend was very, very unwilling to get out of bed, wake up his entire household, put the light on, and give the man what he needed. He said to him, his children are in bed with him, and if he got up now, he would just disturb the whole household. And you know how difficult it is sometimes to get little children back to sleep if they've been disturbed in the middle of the night. So this man was very, very unwilling and just wanted the man to go away. But the man was a persistent man. He kept knocking, and he kept asking, and he kept persisting, even to the point of risking his friendship with this third man. Finally, just because of the man's persistence, the friend did rise up and give him what he needed to give the hospitality that was required to the traveler. This parable teaches us several things. One being, without a doubt, persistence in prayer. Even if the man wouldn't give him those loaves of bread just out of friendship, he finally gave it to him out of persistence of the man who was knocking at his door at midnight. We know that persistence in prayer is a vital component. In Daniel chapter 10, we find this amazing story of Daniel, who had fasted and prayed for 21 days, had not received an answer, when suddenly an angel came to him and told him that from the first day that he had prayed, an answer was on the way, but there were spiritual forces at work, a very real evil an active power that was trying to resist the answer to that prayer from coming to pass. There is a very real and a very evil and a very active power, Satan and all of his demonic forces, that do indeed war against the believer, and that is one reason we need to persist in prayer. When you see a door shut or you see a petition that you have been praying for that is not answered, do not despair. Be persistent in prayer as Daniel was. Daniel, if he had given up on the 14th day, he would have never received his answer, but he persisted believing and trusting God for an answer, and on that 21st day, the answer came. Sometimes there are delays in prayer which cannot always be easily explained. But you will not weary God by your continued pursuing Him for your petition. Perseverance, persistence in prayer is a vital component in our prayer life. Another aspect of the kingdom of God that we can see in this parable of the friend at midnight is the aspect of intercessory prayer for someone else. It was very inconvenient for that man to get up in the middle of the night because of his friend's need. And yet, that kind of willingness to help when it comes to the issue of prayer is vital if you are going to be one used to intercede for others. God wants you to be willing to get up in the middle of the night if the Spirit of God speaks to you, to begin to pray and intercede. If you get a phone call in the middle of the night about someone in the hospital or someone in distress or someone in a very tragic situation, not to turn back over and go to sleep, but to become an intercessor, though midnight has come, though it's difficult, though it's upsetting, though it's inconvenient, God wants us to be ones that will persist in prayer in the most difficult of circumstances and the most inconvenient of personal circumstances. Many stories have been told of intercessors who woke up in the middle of the night, impressed in their spirit to pray for a certain individual, who got up out of bed, who prayed until they felt a breakthrough in the spirit, only to find out days, weeks, or perhaps months later, that intercession that they engaged in at that midnight hour was life-saving intervention. We've heard testimonies of people in wartime situations, in the middle of a dangerous scenario, where truly only God's intervention saved their life. We've heard testimonies from World War II of this nature, from the Vietnam War, and even most recently from this war in Iraq, where without a doubt, the intercessory prayer that went up for those POWs who did not look like they were ever going to be found as the war progressed and as the Iraqi army began to fade away, the POWs were thought to be possibly dead because the Iraqi army had disintegrated and certainly they wouldn't bother keeping them alive, and yet intercessory prayer continued and continued only to see the day when they were released, when they were discovered, when they were rescued, and prayer and God's intervention kept them alive. Be willing at the midnight hour to pray. God will use you as an intercessor if you're willing to be sacrificially a prayer warrior for another person. God wants to use you. He wants you to be that friend in the midnight hour. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to join us tomorrow on Keys to Victorious Christian Living as we continue to take a look at the parables of Jesus. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.